beside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. It's Wednesday, October. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking about some other time and some other place. December, why was I thinking of October? Very disturbing. December the 12th. No, this is a live program. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Toll-free number for Republic Trading Group, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Now, if there was any proof that you needed that we are dealing with children in an adult world, nothing better illustrates that than what happened in Wall Street in the last 48 hours. Yesterday, everybody was waiting, almost demanding that the Fed cut the discount rate by half a point. When they didn't, Wall Street threw a hissy fit and sold off 300 points. And just like spoiled children who continually whine because they don't get something, the Federal Reserve, like a wayward parent will do, succumbs to the whining children and gives them what they think they want. And that was the case this morning when the Fed announced a new global initiative to solve the credit crunch. The Dow immediately shot up 200 points. And then during the course of the day, when they started reading the fine paperwork, realized maybe it wasn't such a good deal after all, and actually went into negative territory, but in the last hour closed up 41 points, end the day at 13,473, the NASDAQ up 18 points to 2,671, S&P 500. Up almost 9 points at 1,486. Why can't I talk today? Who knows? In the metals complex, gold closed up $1.60 at $814. Silver off 3 cents at $14.69. Platinum up $11 at $1,477. Palladium up $4 at $3.51. Currently in Asian trading, everybody still fast asleep. No action in gold, silver, platinum, or palladium. Big story of the day, obviously, was oil, which gained $4 and some change, but now is down $5 and some change at $89.29, and the U.S. dollar index was weaker by 8 basis points at 76.17. Well, coming up after the break, our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries, and the next hour devoted to Melissa from Texas, who couldn't understand what we were talking about. So I hope, Melissa, we will answer some of your questions.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign, sitting there by the left turn line, flag on the wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him, the VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills, but they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. See those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot, 'cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack, just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the squares, a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Flip Side on this Wednesday edition. Each and every Wednesday, we are joined by Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Help us walk through this minefield. And religion is a minefield because people have passions about their belief systems. And this is in no way, shape, or form to ridicule or or chastise anybody's religious beliefs. It's just simply an ongoing quest to find the truth, because there's a lot of mixed messages. You know, when I spent some time in Dublin, in Ireland, I was given some advice that in order to live a carefree life, one should abandon all talk of religion and politics. So what did I do? I started talking about religion and politics. Because unfortunately, although we like to keep them separate, they do collide from time to time. And it is as we can witness in the current presidential debate, with all of a sudden a heating up of religious talk between Mormons and Christians, and then to cap it all off, this week we witnessed the tragic events that happened in Colorado Springs, where Matthew Murray, who by all stretch of imaginations was a kid Grew up in a good family. His father was a neurologist, a practicing Christian, homeschooled, sent him to Christian schools. But when you look at, obviously, the schools that they went to and the religious organizations they belonged to, this kid had a problem with more than likely what he was taught and what he came to believe. And so it's a very touchy subject. And so it's it is with that in mind. I asked Charles to deal with a specific subject today because last week we got a call with 30 seconds left to go in the show from Melissa, who obviously had a different opinion than what we were talking about. So hopefully during the next hour we will give you some food for thought, and it's a great pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries show. How are you doing, sir?
Thank you. I'm happy to be back, Robbie.
Absolutely.
It's been an interesting week. And the financial markets, too.
Oh, well, the financial markets, to understand the financial markets, all you got to understand is unruly children, and you'll get a better understanding of how to deal with these people.
Well, we have that on the agenda today.
Yes.
Unruly children, yeah.
Do you want to comment on, and I know I'm probably making a leap here, but from all I've read of Matthew Murray and knowing obviously the church that, well, the two churches he picked out, but the one particularly in Colorado Springs, former home of Ted Haggard.
Yeah,
and obviously we know what their teachings are. They are Pentecostal, if I'm not mistaken, and I guess Pentecostal dispensationalism.
Yes, they are Judeo-Christian Zionist churches, both of the churches that were hit. Now I don't know if that's more than a coincidence or not. It's probably where this young guy was raised. And I'm going to go very light on saying I know anything about him because we've not even begun to see enough information to make that a study. But we do know something about these churches. In fact, I've written articles about both of these churches at one time or another. And one of the churches is one that we've picked out to do a vigil at, and we had a very successful vigil there about this summer. And that was George Morrison's church in Arvada, Colorado, Grace Community Church. So we know we're very familiar with that church. We know what they teach. We know they are Judeo-Christian churches, but we don't know if that has anything or exactly what it has to do with them being targeted by this young guy.
And
because you probably know more about that than I do. At this stage, we have not tried to look into him. But we have looked into a great deal into these churches. Now, in Colorado Springs, Ted Haggard was the president of the National Association of Evangelicals, and he was interviewed by two very prominent big-time radio stations, television networks, within the last year. And gave interviews on his view of dispensationalism or Judeo-Christianity, and really he handled the interviewers very well. He was very, very good at it. But then, of course, he fell to a kind of a moral disgrace and is out of that church. And but our interest in it was because it is a very large Judeo-Christian church that's extremely influential and has been influential at the Air Force Academy in selling the concept of Judeo-Christianity. In other words, glorifying and glamorizing war is something that goes with the agenda that they teach. So has been going on.
Well, certainly, because obviously What concerned me was, and it always concerned, I mean the idea of man killing man, to me, is obviously, it goes against who we are as a people.
Yes.
We are capable of extreme horrors, but it goes against. So if it's our natural tendency not to kill, I always try to figure out then why do people kill and what motivates them, because it's against who we are. And I did a little research into why would this 22-year-old kid want to obviously take up arms and kill innocent people that he used to go to church with, and I guess it's I went and looked at a couple of web pages that he used to frequent, which are anti-Pentecostal web pages. So there's no question, because he visited these pages on a regular basis, and all these writings have subsequently been taken off. But it was obviously a web page dedicated to people who had left the church for one reason or another. But by and large, the reason why they left the church was because of the message.
Yeah, probably so. The message taught at George Morrison's church is Israel first. The end times are coming. It's going to happen at the State of Israel. There will be a rapture, and then there will be a second coming of Christ with a gigantic war preceding it there in Israel. It is taught there that you must honor Israel, and that church did a night to honor Israel for John Hagee at George Morrison's church. I think Morrison is on the advisory board of Hagee, if I'm not incorrect. I believe he is. And so there's no question what they teach there. They do teach Judeo-Christian end times theology. That is their teaching. And the same thing is definitely true of the Colorado Springs Church of Ted Haggard, or formerly Ted Haggard. But what was going on in his mind, what caused him to do this, I don't know. But I will say this, and I think we can come down to a very simple conclusion. If you moralize war and say it's justified, and this is an exception to what Christ taught, that is, these are just wars, then you also have to justify killing people. And you have to find ways to moralize killing people. You have to non-humanize them. And essentially this is done in the evangelical churches, in the Judeo-Christian churches, by dehumanizing Islam, dehumanizing Muslims, to the point where if we have to go to Iraq and kill a million Muslims, it's a necessity. Their lives are a necessity. If the Israelis have to stomp out half of the people in Gaza to get Hamas to agree to do it their way, that's okay, because God gave that land to the State of Israel, and they have a right to do that. And so the church has to moralize that, and that makes killing easy.
You're speaking with Charles Costrins from Straight Gate Ministries. Charles got a column you can find on republictradinggroup.com entitled Dealing with Christian Zionists Inside Our Own Churches and Families, and we'll have more about that article when we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Welcome back, my friends, on this Wednesday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. As I mentioned before the break, Charles got an article out entitled Dealing with Christian Zionists Inside Our Own Churches and Families. And you've actually set up now a Christian Zionist blog in order to help people who want to question, obviously, the theory behind Judeo, the concept of Judeo-Christian, and you invite people to submit questions and their own experiences, and
answer each other's comments. And that would be someone like Melissa who called in here, and who had a very good comments. Really, we just don't have enough energy to answer all the letters and everything, so we're trying to do this in a blog fashion to let people start interacting, and then we're going to put in our 2 cents worth and try to provide a little steerage along the way. We hope it works.
It's obviously a as you well know, it's a touchy subject whenever you deal with religion. I mean, we can see the animus that has been created in the political debates because of Michael Huckabee's statements on religion and Mitt Romney being a Mormon, and it is not obviously a discussion that should be held in the realm of electing a president.
agree.
And so you can see how obviously this infects the whole body. And so just trying to get trying to find out the truth of what it is all about is obviously what we try to do here each and every Wednesday. You talk about you write about a longtime friend named John, who wrote in frustration about a reply he received from his pastor in response to his letter about the church's lack of concern about the ongoing killings taking place in Iraq. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a very solid person who's sent his children all to Christian colleges, and he's been in the evangelical movement, and has gone to this kind of churches, and now the war issue is gradually ground upon him, and until it's become a huge obstacle to him. He sees where the churches that he supported all these years are the ones who are supporting war. We now know that probably all of the political candidates are dependent upon the Judeo-Christian wedge if they're going to get elected. And so he challenged his pastor and asked him some scriptural questions that were very soundly phrased in his letter. And to his dismay, his pastor wrote back and gave him a pure secular answer. He came back and told him how wicked Saddam Hussein was. He told him, talked about weapons of mass destruction. He said all wars were not unjust. And a good example of that was Israel's ongoing war in Palestine, which he implied was a just war. And all of this bothered John. And so John sent us the letters, and we've answered them. And people wonder, how do we deal with a pastor who, when you ask him about scripture, comes back and gives you a bunch of secular facts, his opinions about people such as Saddam Hussein? What does that really have to do with your question? You ask, what would Jesus say about bombing Iraq or Iran, for that matter? And back comes the answer from the pastor telling you how wicked the leader of that country is. This is not the role of the church. The role of the church is, of course, to teach righteousness, at least the people, at least John thinks so. So he was dismayed when he got this kind of a response. And yet this is the kind of response we get 95% of the time from pastors who are fall into this category that we call Judeo-Christian. And the reason for that is that they are essentially taught that the state of Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, and they teach that. And so then any warring acts that take place, they consider them to be justifiable if they support the state of Israel.
Sorry, continue.
And of course, this does not happen. This does not happen. These kind of views do not come out of the Bible itself. That's why when John wrote into his pastor and asked for responses, the pastor doesn't have one. He does not have a response as to why Jesus or where in the Bible Jesus Christ's words would justify what we're doing in Iraq. There is no such place. It's absent from the Bible. John used another example from the Apostle Paul in the Book of Acts. Same answer. The quote talked about righteousness, and there's no answer to it in the New Testament.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Take another short time out and be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places.
People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries on this Wednesday. You talk about in this article you attended a church, and you rather refer to the pastor as Fred, not being his real name, a graduate of Fuller Theological Seminary, and calls himself a Christ follower. Tell us about that experience.
Well, I think this is very typical. What we're finding is that Judeo-Christianity, the theology of Judeo-Christianity is getting into all kinds of places where it shouldn't be. Mainline churches have always held that, and I'm speaking of the Methodist churches, Lutheran churches, especially the more conservative ones, and Catholic churches perhaps as well, that they've not looked to a rapture and a Armageddon experience, a big war in the Middle East, and they have not made this a part of their theology. Rather, they've taken Jesus' words from the New Testament, pretty much literally, and when he said that you need to follow, they take that seriously. They say following is what he really means. And when he talked to his disciples, it was taken seriously that that was who he was speaking to. He was speaking to the people who were standing in front of him, and that he was speaking of events then and not something that was going to happen thousands of years at some future time in the future. The idea of Judeo-Christianity is just that the Old Testament, predictions of the coming of Jesus actually didn't really mean what happened. It didn't really mean that Jesus was coming when he did come. We believe he came in what's the first century, but the evangelical Judeo-Christian movement believes that they apply those predictions to a future and say that even though he's already come, that this also means that he's coming again. And so in mainline churches, many of them have now been influenced by seminaries where they will actually follow the Judeo-Christian line, and they will superimpose over the top of what they believe kind of a layer of whipped cream that has to do with Jesus' second coming. And a rapture and a battle at Armageddon, and of course, then you get into this idea that Israel is the fulfillment, that political Israel is the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. That's how it all circulates through. So I had an experience like that in a mainline church that has had very conservative ideas, and yet the pastor at this particular church ended by talking about a second coming. He started out by talking about this wonderful verse in Handel's Messiah that's taken out of the book of Isaiah that says, "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Marvelous, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace," which is a chorus in Frederick Handel's Messiah, George Frederick Handel's Messiah. And that was a prediction of the coming of Jesus Christ. What's happened in the Judeo-Christian movement is they now apply that and say, well, that's a fulfillment of prophecy that still is going to come. And that's a prediction of Jesus coming sometime in the future in the land of Israel physically as a physical king where he would reign on earth. And it's this idea of that future coming that when carried to extremes results in Christian Zionism. Because pretty soon you get into the place where if you really do accept that, then there must be something very special about the place, and there must be something very special about the physical state of Israel, the political state of Israel. And we see that carried out more in the radical churches like John Hagee's church, where he comes right out and proclaims that the state of Israel is God's chosen people, and that all Christians must pay homage to the state of Israel. What my story pointed out is a kind of a warning to people who are in mainline churches that you need to think about this and call your pastors to account and make sure that they're not layering on this very popular pricey and effective fundraising mechanism of Judeo-Christianity on top of very traditional belief in Christ and his coming, his first coming, and his mission on earth. And at risk of sounding like I'm telling people what to think, I'm really not. If you are a Christian of a traditional kind, if you think you are, probably you do believe that Jesus did indeed come to earth, and that he probably did the things that were reported that he did, and that he left behind a set of rules for his disciples to follow and a very hard program that they were to follow. But if you are a Judeo-Christian, you've been, and this is like Melissa who called in, you've had a teaching on top of that that some of these statements that Jesus made to his followers didn't really apply to them. They were actually applicable to a future second coming or third coming onto earth that would occur and then would result in a king, a physical king ruling with an iron rod over a earthly kingdom that would last 1,000 years. This is the basis of John Hagee's beliefs. This is what he teaches. And, of course, in the middle of that is the state of Israel, the sacred state of Israel, which is resurrected around this idea of Jesus' second coming. All of this is imaginary. It's all, we think it's all taken by distortion of Scripture rather than by careful reading of Scripture. And so what we're hoping to teach people is how to watch their and how to be a factor in their own church, how to be an influential. We have many, many evidences of that where individuals, one person has taken it upon himself to be kind of watchful of what goes on in his church and remind the pastors of what they're saying, if and call them to question on it if it is unscriptural. So this is a common experience. You can find it if you go to a Catholic church. You can find it if you go to a Methodist or a Lutheran church or even a Missouri Synod Lutheran church, very conservative, or a Covenant church such as the one I attended. But it becomes the need of the individual to actually have an influence over the leadership of the church and to actually call them to accountability over their scriptural statements. And so we hope that our blog will be helpful in doing that and that the things we write will be helpful in teaching people how to talk to their own family members who are wrapped up in these kind of churches and are being misled. And we think, tragically, leading our country into all kind of war, not just war, but all kinds of other things. The financial area, no one knows more about that than you do, and Robbie, and the result of this war is that these endless wars have been the destruction of our money, and with it is a terrific threat to all people there, to our savings, to our education of our children, grandchildren, to our well-being. It's a huge risk that it's being foisted upon us as a result of this love of war that churches should, of course, be naturally opposed to.
Yeah. We got a call, Bill from Arizona. Hey, Bill. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, hi.
Bill? Yeah.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, yep. Hey, you're fine.
Good.
I hear Bill.
Yeah. I just have a question. I'm not so sure that you can lump the Catholics into some of those churches that, the conservative Protestant churches that you were speaking of, from a theological standpoint, in terms of how they interpret Scripture is much different than the Protestant churches. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I do, and I'm not an expert on Catholicism, and we really kind of we don't take issue with people that want to argue that point because there is a lot of difference. My only point, Bill, is that people who go to Catholic churches are being influenced by the Judeo-Christian movement. The way it's done is that Catholic wives and Catholic husbands and Catholic kids are very often caught up in Bible studies that are taught by extreme Christian Zionist groups such as
Catholic
ministries
are taught by Christian scientists in Bible study?
Yeah, very often Catholics attend them.
I need to stop you there because I'm a lifelong Catholic. I also have a master's degree from Loyola in theology, and mm-hmm. I need to tell you, not until just very recently were Catholics even encouraged to read the Bible on their own.
Yeah,
and
what you're saying about
These fundamentalist type of Bible studies going on in the Catholic Church is just not true.
Okay, can I respond to that? Can I
And in fact, what you're suggesting is to impose some type of your position in your blog and how they should, how you should influence them.
Okay, can I? My statement was, and this is why I'm saying, I have been in many Bible studies, and I had many years in the evangelical churches, and also other close friends of mine. And believe me, these Bible studies are not conducted in Catholic churches. They're conducted in Protestant churches. They're conducted in schools. They're conducted all over. Quite often, they may be conducted in the Episcopal Church, and yet they teach a theology that the Episcopal Church doesn't approve of. In other words, they borrow facilities and use them. These are big international Bible study groups, such as Precept Ministries and Bible something Fellowship. I don't know if you're familiar with those or not, but my personal observation is a lot of Catholics do attend those studies and are taught there. The reason I know is I've met Catholics in those studies, and it's not an uncommon thing at all. That's my only point. I'm not trying to tell you that Catholics teach this as a matter of theology. In fact, I think in my statement I sort of excluded Catholics and said Catholics tend to be more traditional in their teaching, and that's about all I really said about Catholics.
Okay. Well,
is that okay?
I just wanted a clarification of that.
No problem.
And you are correct, and there are a lot of Catholics that do go outside of the church and do seek other type of Bible studies. But I think from my experience, it's more of so that they can reappropriate their ideas and get a better understanding of what else is possibly out there in terms of scripture.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, if you can find one of these studies and sign up for it and go to a few sessions, you'll find it to be an eye-opening experience. You might have to sit in a while to find out, but you'll find out very quickly that they teach, everyone that I know of, BSF and Precept Ministries, teach a very, very hard line, Judeo-Christianity.
Bill,
call dispensationalism.
So, Bill, can I ask you a question?
No, absolutely.
What Bibles are predominant in the Catholic religion?
Well, there's the St. Joseph's Bible that is often used. There's the Catholic Study Bible.
So the Douay Bible, is that one?
If you went into a typical Bible study, for instance, that is sponsored by the church, you'd see either the St. Joseph's edition or the Catholic Study Bible.
And you would not see Scofield Study Bibles in a Catholic church, I don't believe. Have you ever seen one in a Catholic church?
You seen what? I'm sorry?
A Scofield Study Bible. Have you ever seen one in a Catholic church?
No, sir.
You probably wouldn't. And actually, most Catholics, and I'm not extolling Catholicism, but most Catholics would find the teachings of the distortions in the Scofield Bible to be very disgusting. They would find them quite laughable, frankly. But
yeah,
many members are influenced by this, and this is the Bible that is used in to formulate most of the Bible study groups that are big in world Bible study movement.
In fundamental Protestantism.
Well, right. Yeah, but they seek everyone. I mean, the mainline people are there. Methodists are there. Lutherans are there. I know many wives of Lutheran men and people who come from mainline churches that do go to these studies.
I'm aware of some of those teachings, which are very dark age type teachings. But in your view, what do you think is the agenda? They're teaching these fundamentals.
Well, of course, the World Zionist Dark Ages describes it in a way, but in truth, the evangelical movement is only about 100 years old, maybe 150 at the very as a stretch. And in the United States, that's the absolute outside of it. And it started with it became serious with the introduction of the Scofield Reference Bible. This is the first big effort to create a book that actually a religion could be built around, and that was began in 1908. And then it's been updated repeatedly since then, and the Scofield Reference Bible is still used today, but it has many clones today by other names. However, this was a Zionist movement that had at its very roots promoting the idea that there would be a future state of Israel in a place called Palestine, and that that state of Israel was part of God's plan. That was the plan that was promoted.
Who publishes that Bible? Is it the Daily Racing Form?
Sorry, I didn't get it.
Thanks, Bill.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, and the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Welcome back, my friends. Have to cut the bump music short because we're the final segment here. If you'd like to get hold of Charles Carlson at Straight Gate Ministries, the address is P.O. Box 14491, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267, or you can give him a call at 480-947-3329. Encourage you to visit the website at whtt.org, where you can participate in the blog that Charles has set up, And if you have questions, and read the articles there. Let's try and squeeze in one more call here. Ron in Maryland. Hey, Ron.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. It's a very interesting conversation. I would agree, and I think many people would, that a lot of the theological bent of today's evangelicals definitely does favor Israel and have like a slant in that direction. But I think, to be fair, if we wanted to wonder why we're being so adventurous in the Middle East now and why we're being so pro-Israel and perhaps why we're going after Iraq and Iran and on and on and on, I think we also need to look at that the overall political slant of the Western world and even the United States for the last 60 to 80, even 100 years, has been pretty much on the side of, you know, of the Zionists. And I was wondering what the expert gentleman there feels. What is the extra contribution that these Christian evangelicals are making to Middle East policy? In other words, would it basically be the same as it is now, even if the evangelicals were not behind everything that's going on? Does he think they're really making a difference?
The answer to that question is absolutely. They are a huge bloc, and they tend to vote. Having been one, they tend to communicate very well together. Evangelicals get together a whole lot. They spend a lot of time together. Evangelicals sometimes meet four or five times a week. I did when I was in a Baptist church. And so the views are absorbed, and there tends to be a lot of voting bloc power. So you're talking about some 70 or 80 million people, some 35% of all the voters in the United States.
Right.
Fit into this category. That's a huge block. And so if you have a swaying where a large percentage of those, say 60 or 70%, have the same view, it becomes a political power.
Well, I think that's a good point. And the concern is that they've got the ear of George Bush, because he supposedly meets with some of these people on a weekly. I don't know if he actually meets with John Hagee, who you mentioned, but I know he does meet with some of these. However, let's say that, you know, the other political party gets in, the Democrats, they wouldn't necessarily be beholden to these evangelicals, and yet I don't think that our policy in the Middle East would really change.
Well, it's unlikely a Democrat will get in without getting a pretty reasonable block of support from the evangelical right.
Oh, okay.
It's almost impossible for anybody to be elected. Bill Clinton actually got a pretty good chunk of the evangelical vote both times.
I didn't know he did.
Yes, he did. Oh. It was not a majority by any means, but it was a lot more than you'd expect. So the power of the Christian right is huge. And I wish I'd have been able to answer Melissa's question while we were here. But maybe we get to that next time.
Okay, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very kindly.
Thanks,
it was a good question.
Thanks, sir. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it was good. And we'll remember Melissa next time. I'm thinking of you, Melissa.
Okay. Well, she can always ask the question on the blog.
Yes, she can. But it is a worthwhile question. Her question, of course, was, can you believe in a second coming and all that and not be a Christian Zionist? Of course you can. Some of our best friends are.
Thanks, sir.
All right.
We'll do this again tomorrow, my friends. Till then, see you. Bye.